Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for the fan versus the fans. Call in now and flex your intellectual muscle. 412-928-9370. Show the guys how much you know by stumping them with a trivia question that will bring them to their knees and cause their sports minds to explode.
At the 50-minute mark that we flew by, brought to you by Southfields Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather sponsored by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Snow is now in the forecast for Steelers Bills on Sunday. Plan accordingly, bet accordingly, watch accordingly. It's now time for the fan versus the fans. Our weekly tradition of offering up a chance to you to stump one of us. If you are able to do that, you are going to win a $25 gift card to Rival Sports Bar in Fox Chapel, the Waterworks, and Collier Town Square. In a few minutes, we're going to hear from Mason Rudolph, who might start again on Sunday. At 5:30 in Judge Donnie's courtroom, we'll be debating, can the Steelers beat the Bills with Mason Rudolph at quarterback? All right, let's go to the phones here. And also 15 minutes away from Jeff Hathorn on Steelers practice with a lot of injuries, including DK Metcalf not being out there. Let's start with Brad. Hello, Brad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Brad, who do you want to ask your question to? Malzi, me, or Donnie?
I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
So,
bold.
The last rookie to start a game for the Pirates in 2019.
Like, is this a pitcher?
Yes.
So, starting, like, okay. Pitcher. So, the last rookie as in, like, latest in that season?
Yes. Like, rookie throughout that entire season, the last one to make a start.
I don't think that's a good one.
It just seems very esoteric. It seems that it does not pass the, like, would a reasonable person have any chance at this?
Thanks, Brad. We'll go to Chad next. Hello, Chad. Call back next.
Hey, how
week,
are
Brad.
You guys?
Hey, Chad.
Hey,
Chad, who
I'll
do you
go, with,
go after here.
I'll go with Donnie on this one.
All right.
I need the player and team who has the most FBS career rushing touchdowns.
Wait. So the all-time leader in Division One,
FBS touchdowns.
Rushing touchdowns?
Yeah, player in school.
I'm okay with it, too.
Oh, boy.
You said rushing, right?
Rushing touchdowns.
So basically,
yeah.
College football's all-time leading rushing touchdown leader.
Guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Man.
I'm definitely not going to get it.
This is a great question. Yeah. It is a fabulous
really
question.
Oh, yeah, it is. I just looked it up.
I feel like one of those Wisconsin guys had a ton.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'll go with, like, Melvin Gordon, Wisconsin.
Donnie, this is Chad, is it, right? Chad on the line. Yep. Terrific question. Donnie, it's a Service Academy player. Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds. 88 of them.
The triple option. 88.
Yeah.
He was a monster, dude.
I think he set a rushing record yards for a quarterback as well, Division I.
Well, he holds, obviously, career rushing touchdowns by a QB because he holds the overall record. And then, Donnie, you were right. I'm going to give Donnie a little bit of props here. Until Reynolds played, it was a Wisconsin back who held
Monte
it.
Ball.
Monte Ball, yeah.
Here's a trivia question for you, Chad. You've already won. Who did Keenan Reynolds play his last college football game against?
Army.
Pitt. Wrong. Pitt.
Destroyed them in a bowl game.
You know what? I was actually down there.
So
the Armed Forces Bowl.
Why didn't we hang out? It was the military bowl. Why didn't we hang out with each other?
Enough. I don't know. We'll have to try it out this year.
All right. Thank you. They could play in the military bowl.
Keenan Reynolds with a casual 24 for 144 and three touchdowns against Pitt. God, I remember that game. They just could not stop anything
all
Navy
right.
wanted to
we
do.
We both think, and when all three of us think, there's a pretty decent chance Mason Rudolph starts at quarterback again against the Bills. Let's hear Mason Rudolph moments ago. He's talking on a Wednesday. The reporters are interested in talking to him because I think they're starting to think the same thing.
Sniffing around.
Maybe we're going to get Mason again, so we're interested in hearing him recap his last game and get a sense for his mindset for this one. Here is, up until last Sunday, everybody's favorite backup quarterback, Mason Rudolph.
Mason, as you went back and watched the film, what stuck out to you about your performance?
Yeah, I think, with a couple of the turnovers, and then I thought we made a couple of mistakes and through the day, but really still had a chance to win it in the end, and that's all you can ask for. I think we got to have better communication. We had kind of a miscommunication on the scramble, and that would have set us up. But it's my job as a quarterback to keep that straight, and so. But I think. We're moving on to a new week, and it's a great opponent, great team, well-coached team that's coming in here Sunday.
Is throwing to the middle of the field more something that you want to do as an offense, or something that you think the offense needs to do more?
I think you're always trying to absolutely run and catch opportunities. They get highlighted over the middle of the field, and we got to do. We're not going to force anything, but we got to do a better job of distributing the ball to our playmakers, like you said, across the field. That's where the yards after the catch happen.
Are you in a similar position to last week with uncertainty, or are you in a little bit more of a clear situation about what the end of the week
is? I'm going to leave that up to Coach T because last week as I communicated, I didn't have an idea kind of what the plan was until real late, but. All the injury related issues I'm going to let Coach T handle.
Would it help to have more of an idea maybe? Why you didn't?
I think it would, but also this is part of the job, and I'm used to it. I got experience, stepping up, taking all the reps, taking none of the reps. So I'm just going to do what I can and control the controls.
Is that the reason why the middle wasn't targeted more again?
I had to go through the film with you. I think there were a couple options. The DK over the middle on some crossing routes. We had one-on-one on the outside, and I chose to take the go ball opportunity. When you got a one-on-one matchup with a guy like Calvin or Roman, and you take it. Looking back, as we all do, we wish we would have. I wish I would have targeted DK over the middle a little bit more, but you learn from those and you move on.
Two more for Mason.
How do you get Pat more involved in
y'all? All right, so that's some of Mason Rudolph. He took the blame. He threw himself under the bus for the illegal formation. No one else did. But he said, my job as a quarterback is to keep that straight. So if that's how he wants to play it, and if he wants to put his hand in the air and said, that's my bad, fine. I will now, when divvying up, there's more. I mean, Tomlin could have called timeout, but... And a wide receiver can actually do his job and know the rule.
And realize that, it's drummed into them. You can't have an offensive lineman.
But he's the floor general, or the field general, if you will. He's got to.
Honestly, that's decent. That's decent quarterback behavior right there. You're the leader on the field. Act like it off the field. I think I'm good with that.
Also, I'd love for somebody that's really into the film to tell me if Rudolph's telling the truth about how there were all these routes to the middle of the field with open guys.
And he just,
but he just decided on his own to throw the ball in other places.
I don't think you believe that one.
I don't, but I'd love for someone that actually does that for a living to give me an answer on it.
You got to make a homework assignment for yourself tonight. Go to that all 22 and just start crunching.
I don't have time for it because I've got a, Amanda's going to make me put the finishing touches on what we're doing tomorrow before, you know, I get into football mode. And I've got to go to the hockey game tonight and turn the power on with Stella. Which, if they come out of the gate and give up four goals, you know everyone's going to blame me.
Can't do it ever again, yeah. It's going to be your fault completely. All right, we're live from Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. It's the PM team. We go out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. For the Hawk Report with our own Jeff Hathorn. Thank you, Don. Don, can you tell us who is the loyal and valued sponsor of the Hawk Report?
I can, Malzie. The Hawk Report is brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. 5.5% home equity loan special this month at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union.
You can also follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia, celebrating over on Route 19 in the South Hills, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I think I took care of business there. Jeff, let's start with this. Yes. Let's start with this on a night where if this was 19 years ago, because I'd be 21. I'd be thinking about going out to the bars. And instead, I'm thinking about the Steelers injury report, as one does. Aaron Rodgers talked today. Your read on the likelihood that he will play just from how you thought he sounded and everything else that's gone on so far with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I thought he was going to play last week, and we didn't see him practice today. I mean, the feeling is he's going to play. Like I said, I had that feeling last week. I mean, he did admit that it's not an apparatus. That's a cast on his left wrist. So I still think there's some question involved there. I love how he said, you know, that he had 3 days to allow it to callus over, which just sounds, I mean, horrible that that was the case. But, it seems optimistic that he will be able to go on Sunday, and with a few more days of rest, hopefully more so than it was last week.
What about Derek Harmon, Jeff, as we go through this injury report? Obviously, he's not going to play. Broderick Jones is not going to play. But how big of a loss do you think it is for the Steelers in this game against a pretty good Buffalo running attack?
Well, if nothing else, don't you think that that minimizes or I guess from Buffalo's standpoint, maximizes the opportunities, you know, to double up on TJ because you don't have Harmon there. I mean, you like some of the things YA Black is doing, but he's not Derek Harmon. I think Harmon was starting to roll into himself a little bit. I mean, Benton's had some plays, but he's not a run stuffer as much as Harmon is. So you miss that on that side of the ball with Hayward on the other side. So, I mean, listen, Buffalo likes to let their tackles kind of be on an island, but I think in this standpoint, especially without Harmon, it's going to make it more difficult. And you're facing a team that loves to run the football, and few do it better than the Bills have done this year.
Jeff, Broderick Jones out. Give me your basic like take on how you think he had been playing leading up to this injury and how much of a blow to them, if at all, it is that he's not going to play.
Well, we hadn't been complaining about him for the most part, so it's especially compared to earlier in the season. So I think he had improved, especially, and the worst game he had was the game where Sam Alla wasn't in there. And I think that should be pointed out, that he was better with, he's been better with Sam Alla in there. The drop off to whether it's Pete who worked there today or whether it's, you know, Calvin Anderson, I want to see. You know, how much – I think we'll find out more about – as much about Broderick Jones as we will the whichever guy fills in at tackle based on how they perform on Sunday. But I think Broderick's been all right. I think he has improved, not that he's been, you know, great this season at all.
Jeff, no DK Metcalf at practice either today. are we going to get one of those situations where because he had adrenaline going and he could get it taped up and everything else, he was able to finish that game and then it's going to get worse? Or do you expect to see him at practice later this week?
I expect to see him at practice probably tomorrow. I think this was more one of those Wednesday, let's not push it. Let's give him a bunch of days in a row that he can rest that ankle. There doesn't seem to be any feeling that he will miss the game on Sunday.
Jeff, I'll leave you with this one then, because I think it's more of a broad-based question. It has nothing to do with that injury report. You've got Colin Cowherd basically saying, yeah, Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. Wonderful. He's also only won a playoff game or more in four of his 18 seasons. Have they ended with at least one playoff win? You've got former players like James Harrison tearing the scheme to shreds.
Yeah.
You've got current players not going over the top, but kind of quietly wondering about the defensive scheme in particular. Where do you, when you kind of take lay of the land on how Tomlin, especially, and this franchise are being received right this moment, where are you on that?
Oh, boy. Well, let me say this from the room, because Patrick Queen brought this up again today about maybe simplifying the defense. Like, maybe there's too much there right now, where guys are thinking too much instead of just reacting. We heard that a little earlier in the season, but that came back again today. So that's a little bit significant of what's going on. As of overall, I mean, listen, this team's been inconsistent. They haven't won a playoff game. I think we're starting to see nationally where people are understanding why, where they never could understand before, they kind of understand why there's frustration in Steelerland.
All right, Jeff, you always kick this off every week. You're the first person with the least amount of info because of practice reps who's got to pick the game. Steelers, a 3.5-point home dog against Buffalo. How do you see it going?
Bills 38, Steelers 24.
He's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, and that is the Hawk Report. Donnie? Enjoy the bird that you'll be eating tomorrow, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thanks, Mosley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only. Get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
That's right. We are back in Judge Donnie's courtroom. Well, not really. We're at Studio B, and Donnie's back in Greentree. This is like when they move a trial.
Change of venue.
Yes.
Yeah, they think that the county that the trial is supposed to happen in is too biased against one side or the other. So big change of venue here. Who does it benefit?
We will find out. And today, as we've talked about, the case that we are debating, can the Steelers beat the Bills with Mason Rudolph at quarterback? That's still being up in the air here. Who is going to get the start in this game? So let's see what we can say about this matchup with Mason in. All right, ready, Malzy?
Yep.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn it.
I defer.
Okay. I'm actually glad you did defer, because I actually wanted to win that one. Your Honor, it's a pleasure to be in your courtroom, even though it's a change of venue today. The Steelers actually can beat the Bills with Mason Rudolph at quarterback, probably for one reason above all else. I think Mike Tomlin might have gotten a little bit spooked by Mason Rudolph last week against the Bears, throwing an interception on, what, the second play from scrimmage offensively, then doing a lot of check down stuff. I think Mike Tomlin being a little bit cautious in this game with his offensive game plan, as much as we have ridiculed the Steelers for their ignorance of the middle of the field, it would actually be a good thing. The Buffalo Bills are the worst team in the league, you can make the argument, at defending every facet of the run. The most touchdowns given up, I believe the third most yards given up, and the second worst yards per attempt given up in the entire NFL. The Steelers have a healthy Jalen Warren. They have Kenneth Gainwell. They don't have Broderick Jones, but as much as I am trying to stay a Broderick Jones fan, there are a lot of people that think that wouldn't harm them whatsoever in the running game or at all. Okay, this team should probably go out there and just run it right at Buffalo, try to keep the ball out of Josh Allen's hands, and try to minimize what Mason Rudolph has to do, particularly since we don't know how healthy or not DK Metcalf is in this game. It is going to be cold. It is going to be blustery. It is going to be football weather at Akershire Stadium. I like the idea of putting Mason Rudolph out there, saying, Mason, we might need you to make three or four plays in this game for us. That's it. We are going to pound the rock, go old school, and beat the Bills that way. There's actually proof of concept for this working, believe it or not. Mac Jones very famously attempted three passes, completing two of them, and the Patriots beat the Bills in one of the funniest games I've ever seen in Buffalo a few years ago. Mason Rudolph being the quarterback would simplify the Steelers' game plan. It would force them to run the ball a lot more. And in this particular matchup, that would actually be a good thing.
Perfect timing, Chris. Perfect timing. Mr. Filippone.
Yes, hopefully, Judge, you don't take the time into account here when rendering a decision. First of all, I'd like you to completely disregard what Counselor Mueller had to say about the Patriots' win with Mac Jones at quarterback against the Bills. That game was played with 50-mile-per-hour winds. That is not going to be a factor at all Sunday at Akershire Stadium. It is not going to be perfect 69-degree conditions or anything like that.
Nice.
But this is not a, yes, this is not a weather game. I'd also like to bring up what Counselor Mueller had to say about the Steelers' run game, leaning on that, simplifying things, going up against a team that has a hard time defending the run. They did all of those things against the Bears. The Bears' defense is worse than the Bills. The Steelers did run the ball effectively against the Bears. They had the ball longer than the Bears. They ran the ball for 5 yards a carry against the Bears. They rushed for over 100 yards more than the Bears. And guess what? They still lost the game. Now, Your Honor, if you want to sit here at the end when you render a verdict and say that the Bears are a better football team than the Bills, and that's why I lose this argument, well, then so be it. If that's the hill that you, Your Honor, are willing to die on, that the Bears are actually a better team than the Bills, and therefore the Steelers can get away with just running the ball against the Bears, so be it. But I do not believe that. Caleb Williams has one of the lowest completion percentages in the NFL. We are talking about Josh Allen on Sunday. We just saw him single-handedly score 44 points for his team against another first-place team a few weeks ago, the Bucs. And I would argue that the Bucs are a better football team than the Steelers and are definitely better coached defensively than the Steelers with Todd Bowles. Your Honor, the Bills are going to beat the Steelers if Mason Rudolph has to play quarterback again this Sunday.
Time, another perfect timing there. 1 minute final argument. Chris?
Thank you, Your Honor. You know, the question actually was about whether or not the Steelers can beat the Bills with Mason Rudolph, which really means it's a referendum on Aaron Rodgers and how much of a gap there is between the two players, except Counselor Filippone fell into a very simple trap. He merely tried to out-argue my argument about the running game and barely said a word about Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers, there's not a lot of daylight between the two right now, particularly with Rodgers compromised, and I do think the fact that the Steelers would probably be disinclined to let Mason Rudolph try to cook makes this whole thing a simpler process for them. Also, Counselor Filippone with a very interesting take saying, we just watched Josh Allen put up 44 on the Buccaneers. He neglects to mention what Josh Allen did or didn't do in the two road games straddling that one. Score 13 in a lopsided loss to the Dolphins and score 19 in a loss to the Texans. Huh. Imagine that. Selective omission. This Bills team can be had with Mason Rudolph at the helm. The Steelers just have to run at them.
Time, Mr. Filippone.
Another classic deflective tactic by Counselor Mueller here. I'd let the record state in our court stenographer, I'd like them, if they could, to repeat. Oh, they can't, so I'll do it for them. What he just said, quote, "There's not a lot of daylight between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph." This is coming from a man who in previous arguments in this courtroom said things like, "Mason Rudolph dropped a turd on the field at Soldier Field last Sunday." Dropped a turd. He is now arguing that drop a turd guy is the same as Aaron Rodgers. Well, that's interesting because I also know of some other people in previous arguments who said that the Steelers would have absolutely beaten the Bears if they had Aaron Rodgers at quarterback over Mason Rudolph. You want to talk about selective omission, Your Honor? That is the textbook definition of selective omission. My case speaks for itself. The Steelers will not beat the Bills with Mason Rudolph at quarterback.
Time. All right, gentlemen. The court has found a decision. And that is, on Sunday, the Steelers will not beat the Bills if Mason Rudolph has to play quarterback.
The defer is 2-0.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.